Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is a very special one, isn't it, Stone?
It most certainly is. This is going to be a fun segment because we're going to have here in the studio with us some of the leadership. We have the president, Mark Semmelmeyer. We have VP Education and Professional Development, Jenny Munn. And we have the VP Social Media. So we got all the bases covered. VP of Social Media is Patrick Blanchard. Welcome to the show, gang.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, we are delighted to have you. I want to start with you, Mark. Could you just lay out for us mission and purpose of BMA Atlanta? What are you guys trying to accomplish, and who are you trying to accomplish it for?
BMA is a real young organization. It only started in 1919. It's not about its fourth name, but I've been a member. I'm kind of the BMA's equivalent in Atlanta of Methuselah. I've been around about 30 years. I've been president of the chapter previously, and unfortunately, over the last couple of years, for a variety of reasons, the Atlanta chapter kind of went inactive. But we've got some energy behind it.
We're trying to... Was that because there was no marketing being done? You figured you'd pause?
No, it's you know, volunteer organizations, and I'm sure we've all served on more than one of them, you know, are a kind of funny thing because, you know, you're not paid. You've got other things to do. You have a job to do.
Right.
And trying to find the time to do it sometimes doesn't work. And apparently that's what happened, and nobody wanted to pick up the reins when a president had to leave office, and it just went, the lights went out. That's the best way I could put it. Late last year, we found that there was still a lot of people who were interested in it. We did do one session last year, pulled about 80 people, and we said, you know, I think it's probably time to try and put this back together again. But let's talk about mission. Fundamentally, the Business Marketing Association is the one organization in the country and internationally now that is devoted to best practices in business-to-business marketing and communications. Business-to-business is a little bit different than business-to-consumer. I mean, the consumer goes out based on what they see and or hear. Pick up a box of cereal, kids don't like it. Only consequence is you got to get another kind of cereal next week. Business-to-business is a little different. The buyer out there is very responsible for the effects of what they buy in terms of how it's going to work for their company, because their company relies on it then to make a product, make a service, make money. So just as, you know, the marketer's accountable for the results, the buyer's accountable for the results. I think that's what makes it a little different. So fundamentally, BMA is there to provide three things. One is education and professional development. You know, when we do sessions here in town, it will generally involve an expert speaker of one kind or another in one subject area related to marketing and communications in the business-to-business sphere. I think the second big objective and goal is to network. You know, marketing, communications, advertising has always been about big ideas, new ideas, new strategies, new tactics. You can't get that out of a book. The people who do that are the ones who are going to help school you in it or who are going to spark an idea in you. And I think the last one is, excuse me, realistically, there isn't a lot out there in business-to-business professional development for younger professionals. Atlanta's a pretty young town. We look around the different organizations in town here, American Marketing Association, whatever, and it's starting to skew fairly young, and those young people don't necessarily have a grounding in fundamentals, so I think that's the third thing we want to do. And so we're back on the road. We've got a board. We've got our first luncheon session scheduled. Jenny is here, she'll talk a little bit about that, I hope, and as well as what she does, and we can let Patrick talk about how we want to reach out to young professionals. But the first session is next Tuesday, the 29th. Jenny Munn will speak on SEO, search engine optimization for small and medium businesses, which I think is a very good topic. And that's kind of what it's all about right now.
Now, the BMA, though, is a national organization, or is it just here in Atlanta?
No. Business Marketing Association is headquartered in Chicago. We have chapters in 30 cities around the country and two internationally.
Oh, wow.
A little over 3,000 members. And as I say, it was founded originally as the International Association of Business Communicators, IABC, in 1919.
All right, Jenny, what are you going to talk about next week?
All right. So I am honored and privileged to kick off BMA for 2014.
That's a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a lot of pressure. I'm ready. Bring on the hecklers. I'm going to talk about SEO, search engine optimization, for lead generation for small to mid-sized B2B businesses. And it's a topic I'm very passionate about. I learned what I say from the School of Hard Knocks. I optimized my own website, and it brought a lot of success when I was a freelancer and looking for business. And so
What were you looking for a business in?
Yeah. So I started out as a copywriter. So I wrote copy for websites and marketing.
So you were looking for a copywriting business?
I was looking for people. I was looking for people to hire me. I wanted businesses to find me. And so I opened up my doors and I put up a website, and I really thought
and
the
then,
whole
boom,
field of dreams mentality.
Go.
Right. People were just going to flood in. I was going to have to beat them off with a stick. Yep. Line up, people. And that didn't happen. I put up a website and it was very slow getting business. And I realized that people were Googling and looking for copywriters, and I wanted to be at the top of Google when that happened. So I just decided to figure out what that entailed and how to make that happen, and I did, and it was awesome.
So what are some of the common mistakes? Because you must see some patterns emerge as much work as you do in this arena, that you just know going in, dollars to donuts, these people are going to make these two or three mistakes, and you're going to have to get them back on the right track.
Yeah, well, and so speaking to what Mark was talking about earlier, a lot of people who are in the marketing role at companies and small to mid-sized businesses, they didn't necessarily go to school for marketing. They were internal resources who maybe had some talent, and
maybe they were just 20.
Exactly.
Some firms hire the youngest person, they're in charge of my website.
Exactly. And so I do see them not only making some marketing fundamental mistakes, but with search engine optimization especially, they really don't know what goes into it. They think it's black magic, how they just magically start ranking for words. But what I see very common is that people try to get ranked for words that I say they have no business trying to compete for. If you want to rank for a keyword, especially getting on page one or two, you have to kick someone off of the first page.
Someone's already there, right?
Yeah, you have to outseat them. And they're going after words that companies who have huge budgets, they're never going to outseat those, and at least initially. And so I always say you have to go for keywords that are actually in your league that we can start seeing some results for, and that actually have someone has an intent to buy something. So, for example, I was talking to a company who does team building, and they said, we really want to rank for the words time management. I said, okay, that's great, but do you think someone who's looking to shortlist some companies who do team building and looking for keynote speakers, would they ever Google time management? No, they'd Google productivity experts or a time management company or team building professionals. They would Google something where there's an intent to buy. So
but
many
how do you even know how to find those keywords? Like, how do you go about that process?
That's a great question. And it all starts with, first of all, you have to brainstorm. You just do a huge brain dump of any keyword you think anybody...
Is this part of your process? Like when you work with a client, that's like kind of early on in the process that something you would do?
Exactly. And what it is, it's marketing 101. It's using the language your customers are using.
But so how do you begin this?
How do you begin? There's a lot of ways. You can ask your current customers or prospects what they would type in if they were looking for someone who provides the products or services you do. You could look in your own website analytics, and there is a huge host of words that people are already using around your website that you probably have no idea they're using. You can get those. Again, talking to people, that really is the best way to find out what people might be looking for, because you're so close to your own business, you're probably using your own
you have your own internal
keywords.
Language,
you got your
right?
own clever. I can't tell you how many businesses want to rank for words that they made up. You know, nobody's going to search for a word that you made up.
Now, when you were doing your copywriting and you were optimizing for copywriting, was there any words that bubbled up that you were like, I can't believe this works, but I guess
I really had my eye on the prize. I thought that Atlanta copywriter was my word. And then I started seeing words come in like content writer or online marketing writer, all these other words.
That didn't occur to you at first.
It didn't occur to me. I thought that there was one way people searched me, and that was it. And the thing is, that's what a lot of people think. They don't realize there's a whole – people say things in so many different ways. There's variations and synonyms and different
words. And misspellings, right? Because copywriter, you could spell a couple different ways.
Exactly. Copywriter with a space, copy, space, writer.
Right. And that's a different optimization strategy, right?
It is. And in the past, you used to try to – misspell on your website to capture all those. Nowadays, you don't want to ever misspell on your website. Google tries to bring you back to the right spelling.
But, I mean, like in copywriter, what if they spelled it R-I-G-H-T instead of W-R-I-T-E-R?
They might do that. The thing is, Google is smart enough. It's a very sophisticated robot. You know, they will come back and try to bring people back to the correct spelling. So, but you'll see in your analytics all the different ways people do say it. It's very interesting.
Suppose I'm a lawyer, though, and I really do to copyrights.
I don't want to rank for the word copyright. Right. Anything to do with trademark, exactly.
Because the way he spelled it, that would be, you'd come up with lawyers probably.
well, you'd be trying to rank for a lot of whereases.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it all goes back to you're trying to rank for words that nobody would ever hire you for. So when it comes back to trying to get business from this, is what words are your target prospects searching for when they actually have an intent to hire? Again, nobody would, if they're Googling time management, it could just be someone doing research. It could be do-it-yourselfer. It could be an employee who is doing this, but nobody would ever hire you for that. So again, it's going back with the intent that they might hire you. And that's how businesses can really capitalize on this.
Well, it's perfectly clear that you have the enthusiasm and the knowledge and the energy and the vigor to put on a great talk. Mm-hmm. But I got to ask, you've got what, maybe the space of 30, 45 minutes, an hour to communicate this to a pretty good size of – how do you go about preparing for a talk like this? Because I get the idea you've done it before.
I do talk and train a lot. It's my passion. Again, I started out as a small business owner, so I can really put myself in the positions of these small businesses. I'm definitely going to try to keep to time. I never stay on time because I always have so much great information to share. But no, I promise, Mark, I'll stay on time. What I like to talk about a lot is the mindset that comes along. There's a lot of misperceptions around search engine optimization. A lot of people think it's black magic or spammy. They just don't realize everything that goes into it. But what I talk about is the mindset, and especially how if you want to succeed in SEO, there's something, a lot of people come to the table resigned, where, oh, well, I tried SEO in the past and it didn't work, mm-hmm. or I'm trying to rank for this keyword and it didn't work, or I have no idea how to do copywriting on a website. And with SEO, you need to be resourceful. So not resigned, but resourceful. You just need to have a plan B in your pocket at all times. You need to do your best and keep moving on. So there's a lot of mindset, I feel, that comes to this. If you're going to attempt SEO, you need to be ready and understand how to keep being resilient.
But SEO isn't something you do once and you're done, right?
That's a great point. There are some things that are a one-time task, but then there are some ongoing initiatives, and especially what does it look like to add SEO into the marketing mix? Mm-hmm. So how do you continuously, what does that even look like to continue to have an optimized web presence?
What are some of the things that you do once and don't have to do again?
Well, some of the things you do once, it's hard to say you don't ever have to do them again,
right,
but maybe something that you do once is you do a big batch of initial keyword research to at least try to narrow down what keywords you want and what ones you don't want.
And how many do you want to have at your disposal, like 10?
You know, it depends on how many website pages you have. I say rank for 1 to 2 keywords per page. So a lot of people, they've got a 20-page website maybe initially, and they're trying to rank for 500 keywords. That's
not going to work.
That's not practical. Exactly. So start with 20 core keywords and go from there. But the one-time task is an audit. Do a big audit of your website, of the technical components, and making sure that your website is even going to be able to come in and let the search engine come in and crawl it. Competitive audit, an analytics audit. So you can do the audit, a one big time thing, and set your strategy from there. And then after that, it's understanding how to optimize your copy, how to get links coming into your website in a very natural, sustainable way. But the one-time tasks, a lot of people, that's the hardest part, is the initial adding this whole big marketing channel onto your plate that you didn't have
before.
Do you
go back in time? Like, say you have a website for 5 years and you have all these blog posts. Do you have to go back in time 5 years and refix everything, or do you just start today forward?
You know, that's a great question. A lot of people say, well, do I go back and optimize my old blog post, or should I just start fresh? And it depends if that content is still relevant. And again, I like to prioritize what content people would use if they're looking to hire someone. So if you're writing general tips, I'd rather prioritize content we can create to help someone find you if they're specifically looking for a product or service. Mm-hmm. So we really do go back and look at all the content assets, all the blog posts you've written in the past. If you haven't touched your website or updated in 5 years, we certainly have a problem, and we're going to have to talk about that because it's probably pretty outdated. But we do look at all of that. It's just part of putting together a really solid strategy from the get-go. But I always prioritize optimizing content where someone might find you when they're looking to hire someone. Again, not the general words like team building team building is a pretty good word, but time management. I know a broker, a health insurance broker, who tries to get HR managers to hire him, and he's like, I really want to rank for the word health insurance.
Okay.
He's never going to kick off the companies for that keyword. Again, maybe health insurance broker Atlanta. Or health insurance specialist.
Or health insurance broker 30328.
Exactly. So we prioritize content that he could realistically rank for with words like that, where there's an intent to hire. Mm-hmm. And then we can go after all the general.
So I want to bring Patrick Blanchard into the conversation. He's VP of Social Media for BMA Atlanta, but he's also Director of Business Development for 26.2. My first question, 26.2, is that like 24/7, only better, or what's the deal?
Sure, it can be anything you want it to be. actually, 26.2 symbolizes the length of a marathon, and digital marketing is a marathon. Whether you're implementing SEO, paid display, search marketing practices, it's not a light switch that you cut on. It's a long process. And, you know, as Jenny was speaking to on the SEO side, it, you know, for the companies we represent, it is a long, hard battle to A, educate the client, which is the biggest part, and then implement kind of what we draw from all the competitive analysis and all the research we do. So, yeah, 26.2 is the length of a marathon, as is, you know, digital marketing.
So now, with your role as the person in charge of social media, how did you attack this challenge of an important B2B marketing association that's kind of went on a bit of a hiatus?
So that's a good question. It's really tough. When Mark and I started talking about this, and I realized we had login credentials for the BMA Atlanta Twitter account and nothing else, I went, wow, okay, there's this random Facebook page over here with 700 likes, and we can't do anything with it. This is awesome. So we recreated a lot of the social channels. The truth about B2B is if B2B marketers or people in that capacity for B2B companies are on Facebook during the day, they're going to have a pretty ticked off boss. So you don't really want to you know, push all your efforts there. But Twitter is a great resource because it's quick to check. LinkedIn is a great resource because you can get away with being on LinkedIn during the day at your place of business.
Right.
Being the nature of it as a social channel. And then Google Plus is just an amazing tool, not only for SEO, but also it's a great way for content and information that you want to know about to be displayed in a way that's easy to check, you know? And
so
then there's
you
all
think
the,
that Google Plus is kind of an underutilized
I think so.
Out there.
I mean, I always tell our clients, look, we've got to get you a Google Plus account, and we need to figure out some way to get some traction, reviews, pluses, whatever, mm-hmm. happening for you, because it definitely doesn't hurt. I mean, let's face it, Google wants you to use their tools.
Yeah.
They like their stuff.
There's a reason YouTube shows up high in search engine, right?
Exactly.
Not a coincidence.
Exactly. So to market, you know, for a B2B marketing association, you have to go where the fish are biting. And LinkedIn, Google Plus, Twitter, those are kind of the main focuses.
So then you kind of reevaluated the channels that BMA here in town was using, and you've reprioritized?
Most definitely. So LinkedIn, the BMA Atlanta group, has had a lot of activity, which we're very thankful for. And Mark and I have been kind of watching that and paying attention to it. There's a very hyper-focused, finite universe of people in that group that are B2B marketers. And those are the people we want to talk to.
Right.
Now, many of these platforms aren't the social media. It's a hungry beast, right? It needs content. How much of a challenge is it to get content, even from, you know, these marketing folks that understand the need for it? Is it tough?
Yeah, it's very tough. I mean, you know, let's face it. From kind of a search engine marketing background, I've never seen a ton of success in conversions from social media, but it is an amazing branding tool because it just kind of enters the subconscious, you know, you see stuff enough. Social media is also a tool that starts the conversation. It just kind of, it's right. Not meant to, you know, sell you something necessarily, but it starts the conversation.
Right. Well, we just in the show we'd had prior to this show, we had somebody that was talking about Twitter and a commercial real estate person who went on their homeowners association Twitter feed and then shared that they do commercial real estate, and that person hired them.
Yeah.
To do a transaction.
Sure. So in the B2C side of things, well, when you're trying to market to a consumer, there are exceptions. But, you know, honestly, social media is kind of becoming pay to play as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, with Twitter ads, Facebook ads, LinkedIn ads, it's all advertising anyway.
So speaking of that, can you share maybe the difference between just the organic and pay-per-click or pay to play?
Sure. So to Jenny's topic of expertise, which is SEO, you really want to optimize a website so that you can populate you know, links and organic search for, you know, keywords that represent what you are as a product or a service. Mm-hmm. Paid search, there's, you know, it's such a big ocean now. And it's one that's kind of hard to boil. You have search ads in Google, which are over to the, or, you know, three at the top and five over to the right, and organic search, and, you know, people are bidding on keywords to show their ads there. Then you've got all kinds of real-time bidding display platforms. I mean, there's so many of them, Google, Bing, and then there's 100 others, you know, AdRoll, SiteScout, Advertise.com, 7Search. There's a ton of them. Really what it comes down to with paid search and display advertising is identifying your audience and finding out where they're hanging out. Is it blogs on B2B marketing? Is it some weird software company that only sells to marketing professionals and Fortune 500 companies? Where are they? There's a ton, an absolute unbelievable amount of research and competitive analysis that you have to do to really run a well-built paid search campaign.
But it's possible, but not on the cheap, it sounds.
It depends. You know, there are a lot of networks that are really great, and as long as, you know, if someone's going to do it themselves, there's a ton of great resources out there to get free information about it. Google's great at that, you know, just putting out, this is how you use our tools, you know. But I not only say this because I'm employed by an agency, but the truth is you can get yourself in a lot of trouble and spend a lot of money by accident. Unless you have someone handling it,
this is a pretty steep learning curve. You're going to go down a lot of wrong roads,
and it changes daily.
So, Mark, you've really bought into this idea of surround yourself with smart people.
no question about it.
I'm glad I've got him baffled. This is awesome.
This is great. If you look at the age spectrum of especially the Atlanta chapter, it really covers pillar to post. I mean, I'm a little over 60. I've retired from a corporate gig. I'm doing my own thing now. But we've got lots of young professionals. What Jenny and Patrick are talking about are the things, A, that people like I need to learn, because I think my idea of social media at this point is posting on Facebook and LinkedIn, and that's about the end of it. But it's the kind of topic that the business-to-business marketer here in Atlanta, speaking of which, Patrick, you may be next, for lunch.
All right.
You know, really need to understand. Atlanta's a town that's made up of all different size businesses. It's a lot of medium and small size businesses. We've got a few business-to-business giants here. But most of the time I've spent in the Atlanta chapter, the businesses that are represented by membership and who come to the sessions tend to be small to medium businesses, so I'm real happy to be able to do this. The other thing I'm hoping, you know, is that because social media is not exclusively a tool of, let's say, the millennials, but it's certainly something they use a great deal more than traditional media, we're hoping that social media is a way to reach out to those folks. We really want to get the younger people in the conversation. I think back over my 30 years with BMA and think that, boy, some of the best stuff I learned in networking with people there and going to their annual conferences. Speaking of which, BMA does do an outstanding annual conference. You can go to marketing.org, look under conference and look it up. It will be in Chicago the last weekend of May, and it's right now at about 700 and something registrants. It should be over 1,000. The speaker list is outstanding, like the CEO of Google and things like that. The people who are going to be presenting is great. You know, there are regional events. I'm hoping we can do a regional event here in Atlanta next year with speakers from around the region, again, talking two topics that are very important to business marketers. So we're just trying to build some momentum. These folks are going to help us build that momentum. So
are those the key milestones for the near future? Is get a regional event put together, maybe put together a delegation to go to the national event? Or
yeah, I doubt we'll put together a regional or any kind of local delegation to go to the national event, although there are none of us going from Atlanta individually.
Okay. A lot of delegation.
Yeah, okay. We could do that.
We're marketing people. We can spin this thing, right, Patrick?
Yeah. That's right. Let's do it. I'm in.
Just give them matching T-shirts.
I'm telling you, good-looking T-shirts and, like, bright orange bike caps.
Yeah, there you go.
That way we can see
them. Okay, we're sending a delegation.
Okay, that works. Right. That works. But, I think the guideposts really are going to be to get the chapter locally back on its feet. Yeah. I mean, we've got a membership. Fortunate that some of those people are carried over, even with 2 years of inactivity. We have a budget. It's not huge, but at least there was still money in the bank. And so we've got to take a look at what happens. I mean, Jenny's speaking next Tuesday, the 29th, at Maggiano's Perimeter. It's
and then Patrick's speaking the next month.
We have a program chair who has to look at that. Although I'm going to suggest,
but that's very solid marketing because we all know Maggiano's is fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure you're a marvelous speaker, but even if you weren't, I would go for the Maggiano's.
I would too.
Yeah, I've had a lot of events there over time. Anyway,
I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Yeah, me too.
So, I'm sure it will be up. I mean, you can find it if you want to register for the event. It's $25 for a BMA member, $35 for a non-member. www.marketing.org/Atlanta will get you there. And many of you out there probably have seen some emails that we've been sending to just kind of remind you of it. But it's 11:30 in the morning through 1 o'clock next Tuesday at Maggiano's Perimeter. So I got to give it a. I got to give it a plug. What can I tell you? It's, events like that are really what I think are meaningful from a networking standpoint, meaningful from an educational standpoint, and provide some learning for younger professionals, which, again, are my three keys, key legs to my stool. That's what I think we really want to try to accomplish. I'd love to say that a regional event sometime next year will be something that works. If we could do those right, they generally tend to draw people who are not members. There was just one up in Charlotte last month. It drew almost 100 people, which is pretty good for community. And, they're paying a few bucks. It's not very expensive. I mean, but you got to pay the expenses, the speakers to come in and things like that. And it was very successful. So I would love to say we could do that, but let's, we got to learn how to crawl before we can run. So let's make sure we got the chapter on solid footing and can put board succession in place and things like that to keep what happened over the last 2 years from happening again. And I think that's the other big key to success.
Well, it sounds like you're doing all the right things. You're starting out the speaker series again. You're pumping up the social media. Is there going to be anything else that you're going to do to tell if you're on the right track? Is there numbers you're looking to achieve at certain?
200 people at the next event.
That's the event.
That's success.
That'd be great. I think
pressure's on Jenny. Let's see how good she is in SEO. Jenny.
No, that puts, she's just got to speak. Patrick and I have to figure out how to get people.
That's right. Everybody do what they do, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this kind of thing on a regular rhythm too, right? From periodically, we're going to have BMA come in and just to talk about their work and their business, and we're going to have experts in these individual disciplines, right?
So we're looking forward to that. Yep, I think we talked about, try to do it every other month or monthly, and we've got a lot of bright people who represent a lot of different things, and I hope it would be of value to your audience to listen to people like Jenny, like Patrick.
Well, absolutely. Well, Patrick, now share maybe with our listeners how you would take this show when it's done. We'll podcast it. How would you then incorporate that into social media?
Oh, man, I can't wait to just paint the internet with it. I like Twitter a lot for that kind of thing, just sharing links. All of us live in Atlanta, and we all commute on some level. I hope that no one gets offended that I sit on 85 still a lot and listen to this type of broadcast, podcast, right. where I don't catch it during the day if I find it.
Sure.
By the way, you guys have a great Twitter presence. I enjoy keeping track of what you're doing. And
we've already been tweeting. That's how good we are.
Hey, man, you're the man.
We got guys
Kevin's
out
working
here.
Back there. He looks like he's not doing anything. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
He can
there.
Tweet with his mind.
This is advanced platform.
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait to share this with our BMA members.
But that is
what
you're looking for. You're looking for this kind of business-to-business content to share to the network, because it's important, because like you said earlier, B2B is a unique animal. It's not like a B2C.
Exactly. And, one thing that I'd like to say to that is, with the insurgence of young people in marketing positions with marketing degrees in some cases that end up in B2B type companies, the one thing that I think BMA can contribute to them is the general knowledge of not just the digital aspects of what we do, but marketing and advertising. I mean, it's really, you got to understand that before you can get into the digital sides like Jenny does with the SEO consulting,
right.
What we do as an agency at 26.2 Marketing.
Yeah. What I was saying before about BMA nationally, we just had a management session for all of the chair people and other so on from the different chapters around the country.
So you work together.
Yes, it's very important to do that because, again, you know, sharing ideas is kind of what has always made the advertising, if you will, world go around. So we had a two-day session up in Chicago beginning of March, and we had one thing from just about everybody up there, and that was, gosh, you know, I don't think, and I said this before, but I'll say it again, young people know enough, and that's, you know, something that we, to Patrick's point, you know, we've got to use every means at our disposal to get out and talk to the young folks. They say, come on down, come listen, come learn, you know, and come find a way to network with your peers. We've got a young...
And let your boss pay for it.
But yeah, that's
there you go.
And they won't object, I promise. We've got a young professional chair, Natalie Zambrano McNulty, who works for Home Depot. And she's in the process right now of trying to think up some programs that will be meaningful and of value, and generally speaking, at a different time of day. What other chapters young professional folks are finding is that do it at a bar at night. That's the way you get them. she's working on it.
That's knowing your demographic. Yeah,
exactly right.
Now, are the people in Chicago, like, what, are they doing anything other than rooting for this BMA chapter to be successful? Because that impacts their brand as well, doesn't
it? Yes, a lot. You know, I spent almost a dozen years on the national board going back to the late 90s and early 2000s. I was national chairman in 97, 98. And the objective always was to do everything we could to make the chapter's life as easy as we could.
Right.
I'll give you an example of exactly what they're trying to do right now. The BMA Atlanta website, and I've had a number of people come back to me with a comment saying, I can get in there. You guys have a marketing problem, and you say you're a marketing organization? Because the password... Everything got lost in the last 2 years transition. We talked to the people.
Did you try password? That's a problem.
Yeah.
No. Password.
We're even trying. We don't even know who owns the URL. The registrant, you know, is not to be found. Doesn't work where they worked when they had it, you know. So we're out of luck. National is putting together a new website. We've got new branding. With that,
Jenny and I are going to optimize it.
Yeah, that works. Kellen would be very happy to have you guys do that. That's building it. You know, we're coattailing on it. We're going to say there's no reason in the world that we need to spend thousands of dollars to create our own website because you want back end that can do CRM and you know, do credit cards and do e-commerce, and you do want to be able to manage your database. Those things are very expensive. I mean, yes, we have companies who could do those who are members of BMA, but nobody's going to do it for free. So for very little money, we're going to get all that from National. There were actually that website nationally should premiere next week. Chicago is kind of going to beta the first – Chicago chapter, that is. It will beta the first of the local chapter websites, and we will hopefully have one no worse than about the end of May. And that's going to be very important.
One other thing, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to add. So we've been sitting here talking about how we can be of service as board members of BMA for the Atlanta B2B Marketers Association, but we haven't really covered – what the community of B2B marketers can do for BMA. And one thing that would be awesome, we have some really, really great sponsorship packages for companies out there that want a little bit of added exposure and knowledge for their folks in the B2B space. And we would love to talk to you about that, Mr. CMO, CEO, CIO, that thinks this might be an important investment.
So marketing companies and businesses that have CMOs that do B2B marketing are good, should be members.
Yeah, we can make events a lot bigger and better that way.
Yeah, it's true.
Sorry, that was a guilty plug, Mark.
So that could be underwriting, like this thing that Jenny's speaking at. It might be a little bit short time frame, but going forward, they could be underwriting or helping pay for those kinds of events, right? And they would get some exposure at the event, yes?
Yep.
Definitely.
one of the, again, problems with not having a website is we do have a sponsorship brochure that we have printed, but we've got no place to put it electronically right now. It's, you know, the sponsorship level started at $750, you know, and they run all the way up to platinum, which I think is $3,500. There's varying levels of things that you get, which is one of the things we need to communicate back to you because you guys are officially a platinum level sponsor. It's in kind.
See that?
It's in kind, but, you know, we've talked about doing this, you know, on a regular basis. From our standpoint, the value there is far more than what that monetary would be. So we need to talk to you, offline. But you certainly, if you care to come to this session, you know, we'll get you in the door for nothing, and you could do what you need to do when you want to come listen to Jenny. So the other thing that people can do other than sponsorship is just flat join.
How much is it to be a member?
Let's see.
$5,000.
$1 million.
No, actually, it's not very expensive at all. The national dues are $175 and then $50 for the Atlanta chapter for a total of $225.
Wow.
Young professionals under the age of 30 can join for $75 a year. That's it.
Man.
You hear that, Kevin?
No excuses.
And we will, as soon as we get a little more wind in our sails, shall we say, as a board, we plan on doing some kind of membership promotion. We haven't quite figured out what that will be, but we do want to rebuild. You were talking about what are my guideposts for next year. I want to get to 100 members. You know, we're high 50s, low 60s, I think, the last time I pulled the database last week. I don't think it should be that tough. Atlanta's been a funny market. Again, I've messed with the chapter for 30 years, and it kind of goes up and down. We'll be at 50. We'll be at 150. We'll be at 80. You know, and there's no explanation for it.
But you didn't have Patrick and Jenny before.
That's right. It.
And that's the secret sauce.
Yeah, and I have to tip my hat to far more people than that. I was a one-man band. You know, somebody said, you really ought to try to get this off the ground, and I've got a passion for it. And I have to tip my hat to a whole bunch of folks who came forward and said, yeah, I'll sit on the board. I'm not going to sit here and try to name all of them. We do have 16 members, but I will say I am extremely grateful to each and every one of them. These are just two of them.
All right, before we go, let's make sure that people know where to find each of you, because you each have day jobs. Jenny, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, so I
am. And the pain that I have is I need help with SEO, so I'm calling Jenny, right?
Yeah, so I'm at jennymunn.com, and I train these marketing managers directly on the fundamentals.
And that's your sweet spot, is you work with businesses, not so much individual entrepreneurs?
Exactly. I work with in-house marketers to train them how to incorporate all this SEO stuff into their marketing mix.
So you want to meet chief marketing officers at firms?
Yeah, or just the marketing manager who is just so busy and overwhelmed but knows that SEO is so important for people to find them online, they need to add it in. So I train them directly.
And that's Jennymunn, M-U-N-N.com.
Jennymunn.com, yep.
All right, and Patrick, you have a day job?
I do. I work with 26-2 Marketing. We are a boutique digital marketing agency located in Midtown Atlanta. We do work for B2B, B2C. We have a lot of clients that go all the way from Fortune 500 size companies that we do ad hoc projects for, all the way down to small and mid-sized businesses. And we specialize in SEO, all the different options of paid media on the internet, web development to some extent. We do a lot of work. Really enjoy it.
Great agency.
Yeah, Jenny actually, a long, long time ago, not to quote Don McLean, but she was an amazing copywriter, and I think that the CEO and president of our agency were kind of sad when she became a consultant because she got too busy.
I had a consultant.
Right. We have a good time doing this, and we do branding strategy and everything. We really have a ball with it. So 26.2.com is our website. We offer free website evaluations from an SEO perspective. We're happy to take care of those for you. And visit us at 26.2.com.
And Mark?
Gosh, I'm a one-man band in this sense, too. I run a little business called Pen & Ink Marketing Communications. Best way to find me right now is just look me up on LinkedIn, because my website isn't quite finished yet. I retired at the end of last July from 32 years at Kimberly-Clark, marketing communications manager for about $2 billion worth of surgical and healthcare products. So it's kind of new to me. I have got to finish building my website and, you know, try to take all the lessons Jenny has tried to teach me and figure that out. But, you know, the things I'm looking for are to take 40 years of ad agency and big corporate experience and, you know, all kinds of awards on the wall and copywriting awards and whatever, and break it down to the point where I could bring those skills to bear for small and medium-sized businesses to help them succeed. That's really kind of what I like to do. And it's been pretty good so far. You know, I could always use more business, but, you know, this is also trying to put BMA back together again has kind of occupied some of my time as well.
As I can imagine that would do. And the website for BMA here, it's marketing.org/Atlanta.
Yes, that's not complete yet. It will be, again, by about the end of May. The old URL, again, leads to a dead site. I hate to admit it as a marketing organization.
So let's not talk about it to confuse people.
Bingo.
And the Twitter is at BMA Atlanta.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you have LinkedIn pages and Facebook pages. So I look at BMA Atlanta. Are those the keywords?
Mm-hmm.
We're all on board.
BMA ATL, BMA Atlanta, any of those places. We're there.
All right.
And well, excuse me, one second. If you want to get an overview of BMA altogether, it's www.marketing.org. And you can learn all about membership and all of the benefits that carry to you, not just you know from the Atlanta chapter, but nationally. A lot of knowledge available there.
All right. So everybody check out Jenny at Maggiano's. Is it next week?
Yep. Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Perfect. Thank you all for being part of the show today. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.